This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Ron Burgundy telling you to listen to my podcast. Here's a little something to whet your appetite.
My pee-pee!
You
might as well take a shower.
No, we have the whole crew's here. Okay.
I'll be in a second.
All right. Okay.
I can't believe I saw you defecate.
I was reduced to my basic animal form.
Ha! Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Available wherever podcasts are found.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject: when role playing goes too far. Wait till you guys hear this letter. All right, but right now it is a nephew in the building with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
So it's side job cleaner.
Cleaner.
Yeah, that's it right there. Side job cleaner.
You got the side job?
Boy, watch this right here.
Hardware store, this is Robbie. How can I help you?
Robbie, I'm trying to get a order in for some construction supplies I need to pick up.
That's fine. What's your company?
Roofing company.
Roofing company. Okay. Have we done business with you before?
No, you haven't. This is my first time calling. I heard you guys were pretty good.
I appreciate the compliment.
Okay. I need to get this as soon as possible, man. Can I possibly pick up these supplies, like, in the next couple of hours?
Normally it don't work that fast. It's kind of a quick turnaround. We got a little bit of a backup, but I can do my best. It just depends on what you need.
Okay. Here's what I need, man. I need 5 rolls of duct tape.
Okay. That's no problem. That's quick.
Okay, I need plastic, man. Listen, if you was going to wrap up something in plastic that's like about 6'2" in height and 200 pounds, how much plastic you think I would need to wrap that up in?
Okay, just a second. You're asking for plastic, like a roll of plastic?
I need to wrap up something that's 6'2" and like 210 pounds.
I probably would get about 4 yards of plastic.
Okay, I need to get that. Now, let me ask you this here. If you was going to try to put some cement on that to hold it down, how much cement you think will hold that down?
I'm a little confused. You're running a roofing company, right?
Yeah, I'm a roofing company, but I'm doing a little side work for some friends of mine.
Oh, okay. I just got a little confused because you told me this is Tyler's Roofing Company. No problem. We've got cement. Wait a minute. You're trying to hold something down?
Hold something down. So how many bags of cement do you think I need to hold down something that's 220 pounds?
Wow, I don't know, 8 bags?
8 bags, 8 bags.
8 bags, I would recommend at least.
Okay, give me 8 bags of cement. Now, this is something else I want to ask you. Do you have any type of cleaner, man, that can get paint off the floor?
Yeah, we got industrial cleaners. I mean, all kinds of industrial cleaners that, well, you said paint? Is it paint or blood?
Paint.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I've got industrial cleaners of all kinds. I mean, do you have a preference?
No, just whatever you could throw in there. I need that. Now, let me ask you this here. Do you have anything that can, like, just kill a smell? You know what I'm saying? If you don't want something to smell, you got anything for that?
Wait a minute. Did something die in your place? Is there an animal or something you found? I mean, I'm kind of confused. You're talking about smell and cleaning up. Did you find some sort of animal on a construction site?
Hey, Robbie, listen, man, just take the order. That's all I need you to do, okay?
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I wasn't asking your business. I just was a little concerned. What are we getting? What are we cleaning up, and what are we, I mean, I guess, are we cleaning up a tile floor? Are we cleaning up carpet? I mean, what's the cleaner for? Where's the odor?
Okay, sir, all I'm asking you is, do you have something strong enough? Like, do you think ammonia can keep a smell down? What do I need to keep a smell down?
You're definitely going to need ammonia. I mean, you got to get something to just scrub that right down. Because I mean, wherever that scent is, if it's in the walls, you got fabrics in that place, I mean, whatever you got it, you're probably going to have a different type of deodorizer, something for the carpet, something for the walls. I mean, I guess I'm just kind of confused as to where the scent's coming from.
Don't worry about all that, man. Hey, man, listen, just write down what the order is, okay?
I got it. I got the 5 rolls of duct tape. I got the 4 yards of plastic. I got the 8 bags of cement. I got the industrial cleaner. I got the ammonia. I'm typing it all in. I got your order.
Okay, let me ask you this here, man. Do y'all have any type of machete? Anything that's real sharp that can cut?
What? Okay. Hold on a second. Now you're completely off base. You do realize you call the hardware store, right?
I'm calling the hardware store because I need some supplies, man. I'm doing some job on the side. And I need some supplies.
Hey, I get that. You said that already. But what I'm confused about is now you're asking for a weapon. What would you use a machete for? I mean, you're talking about what? You're going to chop down some brush? I don't get it. What's the machete for?
Hey, man, listen. Your job is to take the order, man. That's your job, Robbie.
Don't tell me what my job is. I know what my job is. This is my store, man. Okay, I've been working here a lot longer than you even can imagine. And people don't call up asking for ammonia and cleaner and trying to get a smell out. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how best to help you. I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to figure out.
What you're doing, Robbie, is you're being nosy. You're being nosy. All you got to do is fill the order and have it done in 2 hours when I get there. That's all you got to do.
I can't do that in 2 hours. I can't even. I'm a little backed up at this point. I'm not even sure I can get this done. Maybe tomorrow morning. Does tomorrow morning work for you?
No, man. I got to get rid of this body. I got to get rid of this package today.
Whoa! I need to call. Listen, I need to call the police, man. You just said body.
That right there, that's the problem. White people always want to call the police when it ain't got nothing to do with them. Listen, all you need to do is fill the order.
Okay. Listen, I need to tell you something, okay? And I don't know if you found a body. I don't know if you're responsible for the body. Either way, I don't want to be any part of this business, okay? I don't know what you're planning or where you're trying to bury this thing, but you're basically asking me to be an accomplice to something that's none of my business. Hey, I need your name right now, okay?
I'm not giving you my name.
You said you called from roofing. Hey, listen to me. You said you're calling from roofing company. Are you...
I'm not. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Why you white folks always trying to be authoritative like that? Why y'all always acting like that?
White folks? What the is your problem? It's not about white folks. It's not about purple, green, black, blue, whatever the. It's not about white. It's about you asking for. That sounds like you're trying to bury a body. Okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Are you? If you're not, what is your name? I need your name. I need your name right now.
Hey, man, well, first of all, you at work. You ain't supposed to be talking to me like this.
I don't care if I'm swearing at work. My coworkers, the people here, they all know who I am, and they know if I was talking to someone, some piece of you, that I'd be talking like this too. Okay? I'm gonna trace this call. You hear me? I'm gonna trace this call. I'm gonna get the cops on your and figure out who the you are.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Since you want to know who I am, do you know Marcus?
I know Marcus. I know Marcus. He works here.
Okay.
Man, I know him.
Okay, Marcus. Is who got me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Robbie, you just got pranked by your coworker, Marcus.
You have got to be kidding me. Son of Marcus, I see you over there. I see you, little. I can't believe that. You son of a Marcus. Why don't you tell me this? Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I got you, baby. Hey, I got to ask you, Robbie, you got to tell me this, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
That's easy. It's Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Little old side job. You know what I'm saying?
You play too. You're getting out of hand with these prank calls.
I know. These are crazy.
Steve, get your job. Nephew.
2019.
Thank you. Quit calling him my nephew.
But he is.
That's what he is. He's not. I done told y'all. You've this whole thing him. Was an accident. She left his ass right in that box on that damn porch.
Shut up.
That's not nice.
I wasn't on no box. Stop that, man. I told you once before.
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
He was on the box, on the steps. We took him in. Ain't nobody took me in. My mama had me. My mom and daddy had. What did you talk about? Dog, I ain't say your mom and daddy didn't have you. You're the same person that told me hot dog water was soup. So let's quit all this about you showing me.
You're talking about you ain't gonna never let that go.
Didn't you drink it? Because you said it was soup. Wasn't it hot? Yes. Perfect.
Tommy. It was delicious, wasn't it?
All he needed was some saltines.
He had ate it for 8 years. Didn't even know the difference.
Oh, you gave him crackers?
Yeah, I gave him crackers. I told him it was broth.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter subject, when role-playing goes too far. We'll get into it right after this.
Most serial killers don't make any effort to involve media or investigators. They're very secretive. They don't want attention. They almost want their crimes to go unnoticed. But the idea of committing a crime and then calling up the police and bragging about it, that's a whole nother level of terror.
A man who wore a medieval-style executioner's hood.
Who has baffled the police and baffled the media. He seems to crave publicity. He sent letters and cryptograms to newspapers and the police.
Subject stated, I want to report a murder. No, a double murder. I did it.
Here we are, 50 years after the first Zodiac killing. In today's world of forensics, old cases are being solved. Who doesn't want to know how it turns out?
From the creators of Atlanta Monster comes season 2. This is Monster, the Zodiac Killer. Listen and subscribe at Apple Podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.